So our next guest is Jacob Bender. He is the Philadelphia Executive Director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He's engaged in decades of activism promoting mutual respect and understanding between Muslims, Christians, and Jews. He's been published in the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times, among other publications. Good morning, Mr. Bender. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing on this sunny day?
You know, I'm okay, but I am troubled by what I have seen happen over these last few days in the wake of the presidential election. There have been attacks.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. So I mean, what are you guys doing over at the Council on American-Islamic Relations in relation to this?
What we're doing first is since the election, many of us have assumed we're just dreaming and we'll wake up from the nightmare, or that when we do wake up and then find that each day's news is worse than the previous day. So today we wake up and we see a headline in the New York Times: Trump camps talk of registry and Japanese internment raises Muslim fears. I mean, this would be scary, the subject for a horror film, if it wasn't, an actual Trump advisor, one Mr. Higby, who is actually proposing something like this. The fear in the Muslim community is real. Immigrants are afraid of being deported. The rest of us are fearing appointees who deny climate change and who openly talk of a Muslim registration. These are difficult and dark days. And as to your actual question about what we're doing, CARE is looking at numerous strategies of resistance, of utilizing all our legal means to protect the Muslim community and all vulnerable communities from the draconian proposals, if they come to pass and are actually proposed in the Congress.
Mm-hmm. So a number of things that we've been talking about in the wake of this is really about a coming together, a need for unity, first among these various groups that are being targeted, and then the intersectionality between these groups and the places where our interests intersect. Are you thinking in that community, in the Muslim community, as well as the Jewish community and the Christian community, about how people can align with each other in order to fight this?
Well, one example that's taking place already and has been reported in the press is the positive coming together of the Muslim and Jewish communities in a number of places around the country. For many American Jews, like myself, I should point out that, in fact, I am CARE's first non-Muslim, i.e. Jewish, director among their 30 chapters around the country. But many people in the Jewish community see the proposals as bearing a frightening echo of the events in Germany in 1933, when Jews were targeted with a registry and with losing citizenship and being denied equal rights in the in Germany. And so we see a coming together of Jews and Muslims with the mutual interest of opposing the proposals of the incoming Trump administration. Additionally, the African American community, which of course has known government persecution and Jim Crow laws and slavery for centuries, is in a position to offer its guidance and its activism, particularly around the Black Lives Matter movement. And so I think that many communities, if they have differences among them, will put those aside to join together and to try to resist with all possible legal means at its disposal what is happening to our country at the moment. So we will not rest until we shall overcome.
You know, I wrote about some comparisons to what happened in Germany a couple of days ago in the Philadelphia Daily News in my column. And I wrote this: when I learned of President-elect Donald Trump's decision to elevate former Breitbart News chairman Steve Bannon to chief strategist, I recalled the haunting words of a Jewish friend whom I've known for more than 20 years. Months ago, after Trump had uttered bigoted remarks about seemingly every group except his own, I asked this friend what she thought of the GOP's presidential nominee. "He reminds me of Hitler," she said. At the time, I thought the comparison was interesting. Now it feels sadly prophetic. So when you look at this as someone of Jewish heritage, and you look at some of the people that he's surrounding himself with and their roles and what they've done, what specifically about this gives you pause?
Well, people like Steve Bannon and the alt-right movement, who have openly anti-Semitic, Trump's criticism of Fed chairperson Yellen bears striking anti-Semitic overtones about a worldwide conspiracy. We've heard these things before in American history and around the world, and they, of course, lead to disastrous consequences. Hate always does, bigotry always does, and it is the role of all of us in this country who support the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the values of American pluralism and democracy to join together and to say we will not allow the gains which have been made over the last 50 years in environmental protection, in consumer protection, in civil rights, in women's reproductive rights, to be rolled back under this new administration. And we will do all that we can in our power to resist.
Mm-hmm. Now, there have been some tangible physical attacks on people in the wake of this election, people who feel evidently emboldened by some of the rhetoric that they've heard coming from now President-elect Trump. What are some of the most egregious incidents that you have seen in terms of this bigotry?
Well, we have heard, and it's hard to get an accurate account because, it's just hard to know exactly how many incidents are actual and how many people are just reporting. But we have had a couple calls to our office of people who have been verbally abused. There was one incident of a rock thrown through a Muslim family's window, which we can verify. We're getting reports, of course, from the press and from Muslim activists around the country of physical attacks, not only against Muslims, but against African Americans and Latinos as well. And what we have asked in a press conference, an interfaith press conference the other day with Muslims and Jews and Christians, for the president-elect to denounce these attacks being apparently done by his supporters, who feel emboldened at the ascendancy of people who can only be described as from the camp of Make America White Again.
And so when you talk about these alliances, though, they really go beyond religious bounds, because there are people in the white community, people in the Republican Party who say that they are aghast. Have any of them reached out to you and have you reached back in terms of forming some alliances there?
People, we have received numerous letters of support, emails of support from people in the Jewish and Christian and secular and civil rights communities, offering to support the Muslim community at this time. I received a call yesterday from a rabbi who said that she is trying to organize a response that if there is a Muslim registry in this country in the near future, that Jews will sign on en masse as Muslims as an act of solidarity and to say that we will not abandon our Muslim brothers and sisters at this hour in this country, given all the struggle which has gone to open up America and to make it a more democratic and pluralistic society.
Hmm. So when you look at this Muslim registry thing, it really, I mean, it smacks to me of Nazi Germany. It just does. In terms of identifying Jews and making them wear a yellow star and really trying to isolate them as a group before just moving in and then trying to decimate them as a group. What do you think?
Well, I've spoken to some people within the Muslim community, particularly women, who said, you know, we wear our yellow star on our heads. That's what a hijab is becoming at this time. Mm. It's becoming a visible symbol and is opening up people for attack. And the climate is quite scary. But let me say that, you know, at this time, the Muslim community has become, in fact, the bellwether of our country. And as the Muslim community is treated, so goes the nation. Mm-hmm. And if we lose the possibility of protecting one group, we will lose the possibility of protecting all vulnerable and minority groups in this country. But I must say, I remain hopeful at the possibility of a united front to oppose the draconian plans that we hear about from the Trump administration. All people who are committed to justice in this country should be buoyed by the ACLU ad that was placed in New York Times the other day, which says that, you know, if any of these proposals are brought into possibility of legislation, that the ACLU will utilize all of its legal authority and legal expertise in opposing these nefarious plans of Trump and his team.
So in terms of this Muslim registry idea, are they talking about Muslims who are coming into the country registering, or Muslims who are already here are supposed to sign up on some registry?
Well, you know, the plans are vague at best. I should note that the ban on Muslims, 1.6 billion people around the globe, the ban on Muslims coming into this country surprisingly disappeared from the official Trump website 2 days after the election. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's a move to back away from these plans, you know, we've seen that also with the Affordable Care Act, where after the meeting with President Obama, Trump said, you know, well, maybe I'll keep the, you know, parts of the law which are popular, like, you know, we can't deny insurance because of no previous existing illness. But, and maybe the abandonment or the disappearance of the registry or ban on Muslim incoming travelers was part of that sort of moving to the center. But then we see the appointments being handed down by President-elect Trump, and that brings us back into the fear mode. So we shall wait and see, but remain ever vigilant. As Dr. King, may his memory be always with us, said, you know, the arc is long, but it bends towards justice.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we appreciate you, Mr. Bender, joining us on today on today's show. And we look forward to speaking with you a lot more as things move forward.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I look forward to coming back to WURD.
All right. That is Jacob Bender. He's the Philadelphia Executive Director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He's engaged in decades of activism promoting mutual respect and understanding between Muslims, Christians, Jews, and he's been published in various publications.